Willie had thought her husband quite a dashing sort, and life with George was never dull. Indeed, it was great fun, and filled with adventure and amusement. They never seemed to pause for so much as a moment between house parties given by what then were friends, masked balls and flamboyant dinners, races and hunts, and all manner of entertainment. She now wondered if the ultimate purpose of their life of fun and frolic had been the avoidance of more serious matters. And really, one does not have to contemplate the grave aspects of life, annoying details like finances and responsibility, if one never pauses in pursuit of a jolly good time. And it had been fun. After George's death, however, the ongoing party that was their life together had ground to a halt, and it was time to pay the piper, as they say. A piper who had apparently not been paid for quite some time. Pity Willie had few funds with which to do that.
"That makes a great deal of sense, dear," sympathy sounded in the older woman's voice. "Although, haven't you spent much of the time since George's passing away from London, hiding in that charming little village in Wales?"
Poppy knew full well where Willie had been, as she was the only one who had continued regular correspondence with her.
"I wouldn't call it hiding exactly, but, well, yes, although I should think that would have been long enough to accept the harsh reality that life with George has ended."
Poppy patted Willie's hand.
"I know it's difficult, dear, but we are English women, and we are made of sterner stuff. We must bravely sally forth into the unknown, regardless of what may lie ahead. Why, I remember when I lost my dear Malcolm. It took some time to accept that my life would never be the same."
She heaved a resigned sigh.
"I confess, I miss him to this day. I dare say you'll continue to miss George as well."
"Yes, of course," Willie said weakly. And while she would hate to admit it to anyone, let alone Poppy, she didn't miss George so much as she missed the blissful state of ignorance she had apparently inhabited through the 10 years of her marriage. In addition to the discovery of George's, or rather now her, financial state, Willie had come to the distressing realization that while she had truly loved George, he was not the grand passion of her life, nor was he her soulmate, although they were very much kindred spirits. It was a revelation she suspected she never would have had if he hadn't died. Indeed, she would have gone on for the rest of her days never realizing the man she had married was not her one true love, even if he was exciting and adventurous and a great deal of fun. Whether coincidental or deliberate, her life with George had never paused long enough to come to that realization. Willie couldn't help but wonder what might have happened if it had. "But George is gone, and as you said, I do need to bravely forge ahead, which is precisely why I wish to get away from England." Poppy nodded.
"Although you have no money to do so."
Willie stared.
"Why on earth would you say such a thing?"
Poppy raised a knowing brow.
"Even if it's true,"
Willie sighed and collapsed against the flowered cushions of the overly comfortable sofa that was far and away too large for the parlour in Poppy's modest house on a tree-lined street in Bloomsbury.
"How did you know?" "For one thing, Wilhelmina, your dress is 2 to 3 years out of fashion. I have never known you to be clad in anything but the latest styles."
While the widow of an explorer, adventurer, and lecturer of modest success, Poppy had always had an unexpectedly keen eye for things like fashion and decor, even if she hadn't always had the means to support her taste.
"I have been in mourning, Poppy," Willie said staunchly. "Being a bit behind the dictates of fashion is to be expected." "Perhaps, but do not forget I have known you nearly since the day you came into the world."
Poppy cast her a chastising look.
"I would not call you vain, but even as a young girl, you were determined to be fashionably attired."
"Yes, well, some things are not as important as they once were. Although it did rather pain Willie to look into the mirror these days. While still serviceable, the extensive wardrobe she'd had before George's death was starting to appear..."